Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are at AIPAC 2018. We're hearing the ambassador to American ambassador, Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, is being interviewed about what's really going on with all these different things that we heard about, including the Iran nuke deal.
That's so important.
Our previous president literally just fueled that thing and signed those papers and shipped over, billions of dollars in
cash.
And
really against the will of the American people, because American people weren't behind it.
Well, they actually had to ship it, do it from another country, because you actually violate the laws if you send dollars over. So they sent, I believe what was going on was they wanted to change alliances. They wanted to make an alliance with Islam and the Arab League.
That was clear.
Arab League, and they were shifting things. But what they didn't understand, the God element, that, God says, Israel is the apple of my eye. It will never be, changed again now that he's reestablished it in 1948 under President Truman. And it's a done deal. And God talked about this over and over again. And it's just like they chose the opposite side of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's a problem.
Yes. And so the big thing about this is encouraging to hear Ron Dermer being interviewed here at the AIPAC 2018. They're asking the question is, what about this Iran deal? Benjamin Netanyahu's talking about you got to fix it or you got to nix it. Basically fix it or just do away with it. And that's so encouraging to hear
that. What's important about that is that if they do nothing else with this program right now, with this deal, Iran, all they have to do is
automatically.
Wait the clock out. Yeah. And then what?
And they're not waiting the clock out, not doing anything. They're preparing already.
Active.
They're shooting missiles off. They're building these. It's wild. But guess what? Let's hear the Israeli ambassador, Ron Dermer, answer this question. And you're going to be encouraged because you have a President Donald Trump of America, and you have a prime minister, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is saying, listen, we're going to fix it. Oh, we're going to nix it. Check it out.
Well, first, let's understand what the problem is before we're going to fix it, because a lot of people forget. What the nuclear deal is essentially it puts us all on cruise control heading over a cliff. Because the restrictions that the deal puts in place are automatically removed in a few years. When the deal was signed, it was 10 to 15 years. Now it's 8 to 13 years. So Iran doesn't need to change its behavior at all. All they have to do is wait for the calendar to move. They can continue to be committed to Israel's destruction. They can continue to be the foremost sponsor of terrorism in the world. And at a date certain that is approaching, year after year, we're getting closer, all of these nuclear restrictions are removed. In addition to that, there is also something that I think is not understood by people. Iran is advancing its nuclear weapons program under this agreement. A lot of people think... as we speak. People think, well, at least we've frozen Iran's nuclear program and then we'll have to deal with this issue in another decade. That's not true. Right now, as we speak, Iran is doing research and development on advanced centrifuges. One of the most remarkable sentences from this deal when it was signed was that over the next decade, Iran can only do R&D on the IR 2, 4, 6, and 8. Those are Iran's advanced centrifuges. That's like that restriction is like saying that Apple, over the next decade, can only do R&D on the iPhone 11, 12, 13, and 14. So as we speak, Iran is actually developing more advanced centrifuges, which they will use to enrich uranium. In addition, Iran is also developing ballistic missiles. And that is how you would deliver a nuclear payload. And I have news, it's probably not news for an AIPAC audience, but Iran already has missiles that can hit Israel. So those missiles that they're developing are not for us. They're for all of Europe and ultimately for the United States. So Iran is advancing its nuclear weapons program now, its nuclear program now under this agreement. So what do you do in order to fix it? The first thing you have to do is remove these sunset clauses. That was actually, those of you who remember that speech that Prime Minister Netanyahu gave in Congress 3 years ago, that was the main point of his speech. To not have these restrictions be automatically removed. So you have to address the issue of the sunset clause. The other thing that you need to do is make sure that these missiles are part of any agreement, or at least are addressed. So that would mean that if Iran continues to develop these missiles, that you'd have crippling sanctions on Iran. And what crippling sanctions mean are sanctions on oil and sanctions on the financial sector. Those were the sanctions that actually created a huge problem for Iran. So if Iran is going to continue to develop its missile program, we need to put those sanctions on. And the third thing is you have to deal with the inspection regime, because Iran has said that you cannot inspect military sites in Iran. Where do you think they're going to actually do the weaponization work and other parts of their program is there. So this is something that has to be, I think, surfaced. The most important thing, Donna, for the President of the United States in order to get the changes that he wants is for everyone else to believe that the President is actually prepared to walk away if he doesn't get those changes. And I have no doubt whatsoever that this President is prepared to walk away from the deal.
I have no doubt whatsoever that President Trump's ready to walk away from the tables. And that's so important. They've never walked away before.
Well, he's unpredictable. Yeah. He's already showed them with the Jerusalem Declaration that he's willing to take bold stance and not, you know,
but do you think it's unpredictable, or do you think it's actually very predictable? It's like he wants the deal.
He's going to get
it. He's saying he wants this deal. And so he took Jerusalem off the table. Mm. It's not even part of the negotiations anymore. And, of course, they weren't happy with anything, but they're definitely not going to be happy with Jerusalem being off the table. So it's exciting to see such decisiveness. And when you think about it, he says it's like, you know, this agreement that was signed by the previous president talks about it's telling Apple that they can work on the iPhone 12, 13, or 14 or something. In other words, they can keep growing your business. You can keep doing what you're doing with no problem at all. And it's like when that's your enemy building up forces to come against you. And listen, you know, ultimately a coming land grab is going to happen. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about it, Church of His Presence, and the Word of God talks about it. You know, that when they do rise up to come against Israel, all that land they presently have is going to be shifted into the hands of Israel, because the true borders of Israel is way bigger than what it is right now. This is just a smidgen of the land. I think it goes all the way to the Euphrates, you know, all the different, it's just huge. And so God's going to get back the full land, you know, for Israel. It's exciting to see what's taking place.
It's temporary what's happening right now. It's going to change. But let's not forget that Israel already dealt with Iran's nuclear enrichment of uranium before with Stuxnet, virus that they planted that destroyed.
Their centrifuges just look.
Oh, yeah.
Spent
out of control.
Yeah. Israel's been given such a lot of technology, and the things that we have in the earth, it's come out of Israel. They blessed us. Yeah. You know, it's the second Silicon Valley, basically, of the world.
Yeah.
The number one place or number two place of inventions being created.
It's called Startup Nation.
And they had one situation, John, in Lebanon, where it was Lebanon, that they were coming and shooting missiles from Lebanon. And so what they did was they took over the cameras, the security cameras, so people that were watching this particular site were still looking at what they thought was the site, but while they were looking at whatever Israel put up, they removed the entire thing from the face of the earth. They looked at it and blew it up, you know, and they didn't know to the next day that it was totally gone because they were looking. I mean, understand this, that, you know, God's just not going to let it happen. I mean, I want to encourage you right now. If you ever doubted the awesomeness and the trustworthiness of God, just look at Israel.
Yeah.
Understand, this is God declaring to us that he is faithful, that you can trust him, that you can bank on what he says, and that when he says, listen, I gave you my son, and that in what you couldn't do, you know, I did through my son, Jesus Christ. I gave him so that you can have a relationship with me. And Jesus willingly lived a sinless life, body was offered up as a sin sacrifice to pay for your sin and my sin. And then he was put into a grave, and 3 days later, the same God who gave him, the same God that's protecting Israel, raised him from the dead in Israel, in Jerusalem, you know, from that tomb. And if you go there and it says, it's empty, he's not here. And said that he put him on the right hand of himself so that we have relationship with God if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. It's so important. We shared our stories at meetmyfather.org. But just looking at what's taking place with Israel, that should build your confidence to understand God wrote about this, prophetically spoke about it again and again in his word thousands of years ago, and it's happening as we speak. You're seeing prophecy fulfilled in your very day that you're in. It's so exciting. Listen, comment below. Share with us. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life at this one moment, we want to hear from you. Comment below. Write us. Call us. Go to vfnkb.com. We have some great information there for you. Also at meetmyfather.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.